Good morning, everybody. How are y'all doing? Good? So, today we're going to be talking about the first commandment of the Ten Commandments. But first, let's review last Sunday. So, what is God's covenant name? Yeah, Yahweh. His name teaches us that God is both high above us in his majesty and near to us in his covenant. Why did God remind Israel of how he delivered them from their slavery? Yeah, so when someone's thankful for what God has done, their thankfulness is the thing that causes them to do good works for God. When you all do good things, do you do it to earn favor with God? No, we can't earn favor with God with the things that we do. They're merely attributes of our thankfulness and love for God. So if you have your Bibles, let's turn to Exodus 20, and we're just going to read verse 3 today. So Exodus 20, verse 3, "You shall have no other gods before me." I'll read it one more time. "You shall have no other gods before me." And that's it. But it has a lot of depth to it. So what does God forbid in the first commandment? Yeah, that we worship him and him alone. Have no other gods before him. He forbids worshiping anything alongside him or above him. We are to have no other gods in our hearts and lives, for God alone is worthy of worship. So what do you think God means by the word "before me" when he says, "You shall have no other gods before me"? Yeah, nothing should be before God. Whatever it is, it could be a idol, it could be a toy or whatever. It could be a painting or something. And so, yeah, God is commanding us to either not have other gods before his face, since we always live in his presence and before his eyes, or to not have other gods beside him or in addition to him, since he alone is worthy of worship. The Ten Commandments are a summary of how God wants us to live. They begin calling us to give our hearts entirely to God alone. When a man and woman are married, they give their hearts and bodies to one another in an exclusive covenant of love, which means that they belong only to each other. A wife is not to share her heart or body with any other man except her husband. To do so would break the covenant she made with her husband. It is the same for God's people. Through the covenant, God calls them to give their hearts and bodies only to him. But sadly, in our sin, we reject God and give our hearts and bodies to the things God has made. This is called idolatry. In Israel's day, idolatry often looked like bowing down to a false god represented by a statue made of gold or wood. In some places of the world, idolatry still looks like this. But idolatry happens whenever we worship any created thing with all our hearts. Some people worship money and toys, others worship food and pleasure, and still others worship beauty and health. Imagine that on your next birthday, your best friend gives you a really fun board game. You are so excited, when you unwrap it, you don't even thank your friend. Not only that, but you become so obsessed with the game that you completely ignore your friend, spending the rest of your birthday party and the next week focused on the gift. The game should have been something the two of you played together so that your friendship would strengthen, but instead it has become something that causes you to reject your friend. This is exactly how idolatry works. God's gifts, which ought to make us enjoy him more, become the things that cause us to reject him. In our sin, we worship the creature rather than the creator. But true life and joy are found when we love and worship God alone through the mediator Jesus Christ. So what is God calling us to do in the first commandment? Leo? Only worship him, yeah. It's to put nothing before God. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be a false god. It could be anything. a lot of people unknowingly, completely at least, don't worship God to the fullest, and they might idolatrize certain things in their life above God without really truly knowing it. So what do you think idolatry is? Yes, exactly. When you worship the creature rather than the creator. Though we may not bow before idols or metal or of wood, what does idolatry look like today, or what can it look like today? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can worship anything above God, like I have been saying. It could even be a painting of Jesus. Some people think that because something has relation to God or the church building or the Bible, your physical paper, those things, even those, are not God itself, and we shouldn't put them above the true God, and they shouldn't distract us from our true worship. So the main idea is that the first commandment teaches us that faithfulness to God's covenant requires complete devotion to Yahweh. And that's it. So let's pray. Lord God, we come to you today to thank you for everything you have done for us, Lord. And we thank you for this message that I pray that has been clear, that we shall have no other gods before you, and that we shall not commit any idolatry, that we should only worship the Creator and not the creation. I pray that this message will be taught again, and that it will be acted out on by the children and by the older people of the church as well. And I pray for the worship, Lord. I pray that it's sincere and that it truly honors you, that it's not focused to please the people, but to truly please you. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.